This is Nicole Callender, and you're listening to English Waves. There's no denying the fact that France and America both have distinct and delicious dishes. Instead of thinking about politics or world issues, I've often wondered how meals from the United States would do in France. And that brings us to today's broadcast, where I'll be examining six American foods the French would love or hate. The first American food on our list is a grilled cheese sandwich, and that is a dish I believe the French would love. It's simple, delicious, and its only two ingredients are ones the French have mastered, bread and cheese. In the US, a grilled cheese sandwich is made by placing American cheese in between two slices of white bread and toasting it in a pan. Now imagine the upgrade if you used fresh bread from the boulangerie and threw in some brie and gruyere. Oh, it would be like upgrading from a Toyota Echo to a Porsche, or from Canadian Netflix to Netflix from any other country. Our second American dish is one which I'm quite certain the French would hate: chicken fried steak. It's pretty much what the name suggests: steak dipped in batter and then thrown into the deep fryer. Oof, this feels as though we've committed a sin, doesn't it? Deep frying steak is like laughing at a child for falling down. At the time, it felt okay, but now that you really think about it, you feel disgusted with yourself. Now it's on to our third American food, grits. This is another item I'm going to put in the hate file for France, mainly due to its appearance. Grits are made from dried corn, and when cooked, look like gray, mushed baby food. Grits are usually a side dish, and while they can be tasty, it is hard to get over the fact that you're eating something that looks like the aftermath of spinning on the teacup ride at Disneyland. The fourth item on our list is one which I love, and as a result, think the French would as well: a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. This recipe from the city of Philadelphia is one which I'm sure could be amplified by French chefs, because it's a large bread roll stuffed with chopped steak, provolone cheese, grilled peppers, onions, and mushrooms, and topped with a savory cheese sauce. Boom! It's like the universe realized humans sometimes need a smile and a reason to live, so it created this magnificent sandwich. If anyone ever thinks I'm feeling sad and wants to cheer me up, don't send flowers, don't send chocolates, send a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, but with no mushrooms and extra cheese sauce. The fifth American food on our list is another creation which I believe the French would adore, and that is a Chicago-style deep dish pizza. Literally take everything you know about pizza and everything you know about pie and smush them together. Now, since the French are brilliant when it comes to quiche, this just seems like the next natural step. Just make a quiche Lorraine, double the thickness, and you've got a deep dish pizza. The only downside to this one is that despite it being the happiest you've ever been while consuming pizza, you probably will lose 2 years of your life expectancy after consuming 8 pounds of cheese and pepperoni. And now for our sixth and final American food, the Krispy Kreme donut. This is a snack I truly believe would disgust the French. Krispy Kreme is a company in the United States that makes many desserts, but its most famous item is the glazed Krispy Kreme donut, which contains 190 calories and 11 grams of fat. Now, as you can probably guess from my earlier food favorites, I'm not exactly health conscious with my meals. However, with the Krispy Kreme donut, you can literally feel yourself gaining weight and your heart struggling to work. And so I told my boss, I said, it's not my problem. You can't understand Microsoft Word. I mean, there's a help tab. Speaking of help, my left arm is numb. All right, well, that's it for today's broadcast. This is Nicole Callender saying thanks for listening and keep tuning in to English Waves.